ओम शांति। टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस अबाउट कॉन्करिंग नेचर, हाउ टू कॉन्कर अवर ओल्ड नेचर एंड हाउ टू बी इन हार्मनी विद अवर ओन नेचर as well as the external elements of five natures. Whenever we speak or hear the word conquering, what does it denote? Conquering denotes success, which in turn reflects happiness and the fulfillment of our inner desire. And when the success is there, we feel happy, we feel contented, we feel a new lease of life and enthusiasm, encouragement. So, when we talk about the conquering nature, the word nature is having two meanings, as all of you know. One is our internal nature, what we sometime term as sanskars, our habits. That is our internal nature. And when we talk of another meaning of nature, that is in bigger sense, vast sense, five elements of nature: air, water, this earth, sun, and the ether. So these five external elements of nature and our internal nature, they are having great interconnection with each other. In fact, the external nature is nothing but the reflection of our inner nature. We all know that in golden age, that is Satyug, everything is fine. The external five elements of nature, they are peace giver, happiness giver, because they reflect our human being's inner nature. Since we are in harmony with ourselves, so the external nature, they are also in harmony with us. And in the end of this word cycle, when we are under the influence of these vices, lust, anger, greed, ego, attachment, hatred, jealousy, all the negativities, so the external nature, these five elements, which are nothing but the reflection of our internal nature, they also play havoc. And often, sometimes earthquake comes, the earth becomes unstable. Sometimes water in the form of floods, tsunami, etc., or droughts, or sometimes extreme heat. Likewise, so if we want to conquer the nature, how to do it? How to conquer our internal nature so that these external five elements of nature, they are also conquered by us? Which Baba says that we have to spread good feelings, positive vibrations, positive our thoughts to these external elements also. So, how to conquer first our inner nature, internal nature, our old sanskars, on which there have been number of classes, and Baba daily says in Murli. And we all are having one role model before us, who became Karmatit, who achieved the final stage. Who is that one? Brahma Baba. Yes. And that too, only in a small period of some 33 years, that's all. In 1936, Baba got this knowledge, and in early January, 18 January 1969, he achieved the final stage. Only 33 years, that's all. And today, we are having number of our divine souls who are still trying to achieve this one, our final stage. Even myself, I am in this knowledge since last about 50 years. And I am Kumar. And Baba always used to say that Baba is other Kumar. Baba was a businessman. Yes, diamond jeweler merchant. And he was a family man. But still, once he got this knowledge, then his Pursharat was so fast that it took only 33 years to burn all those old sanskar and achieve the heights of Pursharat. I had the good fortune to be with Brahma Baba, and also doubly fortune to see his Karmatit stage, final stage, because I was here on 17th and 18th January 1969 when Baba became Karmatit, Avyakt. He attained the angelic stage, subtle form. So I had that good fortune to see Baba's final stage, which I want to share with you today, this evening. Because we all want to achieve Karmatit, final stage, subtle stage, final stage. So, what were those Baba's Pursharat which paved the way for Baba to achieve his final stage so early? We all know that since the day Baba got this knowledge, Baba's life was completely transformed. In fact, the meaning of life Baba understood quite clearly, and he tried to practice it in life, in his own life. This very letter, this word, L-I-F-E. L denotes learning. So right from the day Baba learned that, I am soul. You are soul. Everybody is soul. So that only Baba did not confine it to only theoretical learning, but Baba practiced it so deeply, so that the second letter of the life, I, which denotes indulgence. So learning was the first stage, which we all know, theoretically we all are souls. But the second stage, indulgence in this practice that I am soul, he is soul, she is soul, everybody is soul. And Baba practiced it so deeply, which is available in the diaries, in Baba's handwriting. You all must have heard that even at that time Baba practiced, I am soul, Jasoda is soul, Nirmala is soul, Narayan is soul. Jasoda was his Laukik wife, Nirmal Shanta Dadi, his daughter, Narayan, his son. So wherever there is possibility of our mind to go, it usually go in our family members, to the near and dear ones, to the ones whom we love. So naturally our mind goes towards the persons, towards the objects, towards those things which we like. It all depends on our likings and dislikings. So Baba practiced it. So in one of the diaries, Baba practiced it, I am soul, such and such soul, everybody. And Baba used to write down. We all must have passed through our student life, Laukik student life. And sometimes if we want to learn something, remember something, one of the easy methods at that, in olden times when there was no computer and nothing, no internet, nothing like that. So at that time, people used to remember by writing again and again. So Baba took this course very seriously. And he practiced, I am soul, such and such, everybody is soul. So it started reflecting from all his behavior. And what I saw, that whenever we used to come to Madhuban, or whenever Baba used to go out and we used to meet Baba, Brahma Baba, so Baba will, oh dear child, lovely children, Baba will spread his arm, oh sweet soul, loving soul. And we all used to feel a magnetic pull, and we used to go in Baba's arms. And sometimes Baba will give drishti from a distance. So even at that time, because Baba has practiced himself so deeply that I am soul, so other person to whom Baba used to give drishti or Baba used to take in his lap, they also used to become soul conscious. They also used to forget the body. And I remember in early stages whenever we used to come to Baba, we used to go in Baba's arms. And for some time we used to forget completely about body, and Baba had to bring us back in the body by doing like this. So that when the party was there, 8, 10 persons, 15, whomsoever used to come to Madhuban, so they will all go in Baba's arm one after another. So one will go, then one will completely forget about his body. Baba will bring him back to the body. Baba will give toli, ask his name, and likewise. So that after having a sense of fulfillment, one goes away, the second will come, then have the same feeling, the third one will come. So we spread the vibration as we are. So Baba has practiced his soul conscious states so deeply that to whomsoever Baba used to give drishti, one will feel soul consciousness, forget about the body. So this was the first step towards the karmatit stage, towards conquering the nature. So let all of us ask about ourselves, that have I kept this knowledge that I am a soul, not the body, only till the knowledge theoretical stage, or have I practiced it? And everything has a measurement, you see. If I am not feeling well, if fever is there, thermometer is a measure. Likewise, blood pressure, there is a measurement. So, how far I have practiced the soul conscious stage, this is a measurement. That whomsoever I give drishti, I see, I talk, he or she also will become soul conscious. So, this is one thing which we have to practice. And Baba was practicing it so deeply that always, whenever Baba used to meet us, we all used to become soul conscious. So this is all written in one of the diaries, which may still be there. Earlier it used to be with Lachudadi, now it may be with somebody else, I don't know. So this is one diary. The second diary was about, you must have also heard, that Baba practiced, and Baba often says, last at least 2-3 years Baba is saying, in Hindi we say, man jite jagat jeet, means conquering the mind. One who is able to conquer the mind, it means he has conquered the world. So for this one, Baba has said number of times that daily before going to sleep, what we all should do? We should all have a meeting with our subtle, these sense organs. What are our subtle sense organs? Subtle, yes? Physical, these five. Eyes, ear, etc. And what are the subtle ones? Yes. Mind, intellect and sanskars. Our tendencies. So daily we should have meeting with them. And how Baba used to do the meeting? That is also in the form of a letter, which is there in the beginning itself, around 1936 or so. Baba has written the letter to his mind, to his intellect, to his sanskars. What was in that letter? So, Baba is talking, speaking about with his mind. Oh, my mind, I am the king, the soul. You are my minister, mind, intellect and sanskars. I am the king, you are my minister, you are supposed to obey me. But you have become so powerful and that you have made me the king. As I am under your control, I have become your slave. You have become very powerful. You are no more in my control. But now I order you. Baba has used the word, I order you, because I am the king, the master. You are my minister. I order you that I am again re-establishing myself in my kingly stage, powerful stage. You are my minister, you have to obey me. Whatever I command, I give orders, you have to obey. So now, I am the king again and I am re-establishing myself in that stage. And wherever you have been going here and there, and I have been following you, because I had become weak. You made me weak, you became powerful. But now, I again remind you, I order you, that you have to remain under my control. Similarly, Baba is talking about with the intellect. Oh, my intellect. You and the mind, you both became powerful and you have made me, the king, weak. Now I give you orders to obey me. and I command that you do as per my wish. I am the king, not as per your wish. So Baba has ordered them, and so Baba's mind and intellect since that time became under his control. That what Baba wants. Because man jite jagat jit, the mind, one who is able to conquer the mind, he can conquer everything in the world. And that is why it is also said, ant mate sogate. Means, as your thoughts and minds are in the end, when the soul is leaving the body, at that time whatever the thoughts are going on in mind, accordingly, your next birth, whatever the final stage, that is determined by our thoughts. Whatever the thoughts, our feelings, they are going on in our mind towards the end, in the last, when the soul is just to leave the body. So, we have to achieve that stage. And Baba was trying to achieve that stage. I remember that in the beginning, I came in this knowledge around 1961, about just 50 years, 61 or 62, like that, in the about 50 years back, when I was just a student, 16 years old, student. And at that time, whenever we used to meet Baba, Baba used to give sufficient time to us. Baba will guide us. He will sit us with us and ask so many things. And okay, you do like this, do this service, go to this Rotary Hall, Lions Hall, various social service organization, do this type of service, go to the temples, church, mosque, etc. And likewise, Baba will guide us for the service, for our self-development. But as Baba was approaching towards his final stage, karmatit stage, I have been observing that towards the end, in the 1967, 68 and in 69, on 17th and 18th January, as I told you, I was here with Baba 2 days completely. And I was observing that we used to go to Baba. We would like to speak something that Baba, the service is like that. There used to be some questions in the mind, because I am basically a scientist, and there were so many questions about the 5000th year, about this trauma and all these things. And the wonderful thing I used to see, that as soon as we used to go before Baba, bas Baba will give just drishti like this. And within seconds, Baba say, oh, you have come for this one. This is your question. Okay, it is the answer. This do like this. This will happen like this. So Baba will tell whatever is going in my mind, whatever the questions are there, and also the answer. So that minimum time is consumed in conversation, and we also get the solution and answer. And again, then Baba will be just involved in his self-service and always be in deep thoughts, you see. So Baba was winding up gradually, and so that external one has to devote very little time, and internal self-development, because in the end we have to see that more and more time is available for ourselves, so that our old sanskars, old habits, we are able to finish all the old karmic accounts and just attain our final stage. So it happened during 17th and 18th January roughly 6 to 7 times, because there were no more parties at that time. And I had sufficient time, so we were meeting with Baba, and bus number of times this happened, bus Baba will just give drishti and see the thoughts, whatever the thoughts are in my mind, and then speak about those thoughts and questions, give the reply, so that he is again available for himself, for his own personal development. So when it happened 6-7 times, then later on, after some time, I asked one, Didi Manmohani was there, whose memory that Manmohani one is there at Shanti one. So once I asked, Didi, how it happened? Whenever I used to go before Baba, bus Baba will just tell about whatever is going on in my mind and provide the solution. Then Didi clarified it that when one is near to his karmatit or final stage, subtle stage, angelic form, one is not having his own thoughts. One is able to conquer his own thoughts so that he can read the thoughts of others. Just like if the water is there, and water is very, you see, calm, quiet, there is no waves, no ripples. So we can see our face even. It will be very clear. But if suppose we just throw a pebble, little small stone, then the waves will be generated, ripples will be there. We may not be able to see our face clearly because the waves are there. Similarly, if suppose I am having my own waves of my thoughts, feelings, some emotions, something is going on in my mind, I cannot read the mind of others. So I have to conquer my own thoughts, and that's why what Baba wants now, man jite jagat jeet, conquer your own thoughts, so that now the time is coming when the souls from various corners of the world will be coming before us. There won't be much time to listen them and then to fulfill their desires. We have to see that there are no thoughts in my mind, so that I can read the thoughts of others, fulfill their desires, become Vardhani Murat, and they will having a sense of contentment, fulfillment. So what Baba has shown, not only theoretically Baba said, Baba was a manifestation of this thing. So we all have to become likewise, try to conquer our thoughts, so that once we are able to do, in the end, we can fulfill the desires of others. So this was the stage which Baba was gradually acquiring, achieving. By, you see, winding, all his, Baba was also having a lot of work. The whole yajna, this whole institution, he was the head of that one. He was to see each and everything. But still, after doing that one, then Baba will be involved in his own development. And it was visible. How? Whenever some Brahma Kumari sisters, they used to come from various centers along with BK students, parties, maybe 10, 15, 20. At that time, not much BKs were there. But whomsoever sisters used to come, so Baba's Brahmani, she will allot timing. Okay, you come at this time. You come, various parties, various groups. So sisters, along with their party members, various BK students, she will be going to Baba. And at that time, wherever the Baba has got the time, given the time, Baba used to meet the party members either in the hut, which is there in Pandav Bhavan, or in the history hall. at that time. And if there are only one or two members sometimes in his room also, but mostly in the history hall or in the hut. So teacher will be going along with the party members to the place and to the prescribed time, whatever time had been allotted to them. So Baba is there, waiting for the party. And though Baba's eyes are open, but Baba is lost in his own thoughts. Maybe the five stages what Baba says, maybe in the subtle world, maybe in the soul world, maybe like that. But physically Baba is here with the eyes open, but lost in his own thoughts. Then the teacher in charge will go, even when she is standing nearby, Baba's concentration used to be so powerful that unless the sister says, Baba, Baba, I have come, Baba, Baba used to get some sort of little jerk. Then coming back to the body, just the soul doesn't leave, but as in his senses Baba used to be in the subtle world or other, wherever the Baba is lost in the thoughts, come back, then Baba will say, oh, you have come, okay, fine, take your seat, sit down. Then Baba will start conversing with various members. So, 1 second Baba is here, and once after the meeting, when the party goes, and if some time is there for another group to come, Baba will again utilize that time, and so that he is away from the body. That what Baba wants us also, be in the body for performing your work, for performing the service for which you are here, and in between whatever the time is available, go and be in the meditation, be in the soul world, within the five stages what Baba has prescribed likewise. So Baba was a manifestation of this one. So we have to see ourselves that these things, how, whether each and everything what Baba has shown in his life, so I have to see I am practicing in the same way, same direction to achieve that final karmatit angelic stage. So learning and indulgence, L-I. Then F, and the F means finding the meaning. So when you are indulged in some activity, some works, you see, so you have to try finding the meaning, what I am going to achieve with this one, how it is benefiting me in my life. And with that one comes the final stage, E, L-I-F-E, is evolution. Evaluation and evolution also. So we have to check time to time whether my charat, my activity is going in the right direction. Otherwise I will feel, okay, I am getting early in the morning and doing all the spiritual activities. But what is my progress? What is my rate of progress? Am I in the right direction with the right speed? So that we have to evaluate. And then, if needed, apply the corrective measures and then go to in the right direction. So that in the end, you see, we have to see this harmony, our internal harmony with the external harmony. So that the external nature, which is nothing but the reflection of my internal nature, because everything starts from the self, from my inner nature. This harmony also exists at different levels. And as Baba has said, first is the harmony within the self, within my own self. What does it mean? Harmony within the self means harmony in physical sense is harmony between my mind, heart, and hands. You see, between three H, head, heart and hand. Internal harmony. Because quite often we are in conflict within ourselves, whether to do this or that, whether to do this in this way or in that way. So there should not be a fight, a conflict between our head and heart. Our knowledge is there. The head says one thing, this is right, this is logic. But the heart says sometimes something else. Our weaknesses, we just sometimes under the influence of our earlier sanskar and weaknesses, so that even theoretically knowing that this is the right, we are not able to do that right, and ultimately the hand performs the wrong things. So there is disharmony between our head, heart and hands. So first we have to apply the corrective measure in this one, so that they are in tune with each other. And once this internal harmony is achieved, up to certain extent, gradually it takes the time, and so this internal, first this harmony, then the second harmony is with our colleagues. Because our internal harmony is there, then harmony with our friends, relatives, with our colleagues, wherever we are residing, where our relations. So that harmony will be manifested in the form of our loving nature, our positive thinking, positive doing, all these with our. Quite often what happens that we say, we start practicing our knowledge, spiritual knowledge says, we apply it in our food habits, in our thinking, in our lifestyle, getting early in the morning, everything is fine. So we distinguish ourselves with other people who are not in this knowledge. Their lifestyle and our lifestyle, that becomes quite differentiable, and we feel contented, I am practicing. Right? That is good. We all deserve congratulations from Baba for that one, for our changed lifestyle. But this lifestyle, actually, when we are changing it, sometimes we feel within our own divine family, when we compare ourselves with others, everybody is having his or her own Pursharat. And that actually sometimes puts a brake in our speed. We feel, that particular fellow, he's 10 years old, 15 years, 20 years, even this much weakness is there in him or her. So we feel that is not right. Right? It may not be right, but we forget that, as Baba has said, each and every soul, even the last person, has been selected by me. I have selected each and every one, and their qualities will be reflected at the right moment. So since I am seeing the person with only the present, as one is today, one may be under the influence of some of his old sanskar, weaknesses. But since Baba has selected all of us, so Baba's selection cannot be wrong. There must be time, some time may be coming, when each and every person will show his full strength, full whatever the divinity in each and every one. And Baba will take the work from that one, and Baba sometimes say, even the ordinary fellow, the last soul of this garland, bead, is much, much better than the president or prime minister of today. You might have heard in the Murli. So Baba sees each of us with so much, divinity, so much height, they physically, they may be looking very ordinary, but each and every soul has a role to play, and the peak, best role will be played at the right time. Baba knows it. So, how we have to see? Each and every soul we have to see with all the, not only with the present, but with the aim of past and future also. That he is Brahman. Presently he may be under the influence of some of his weakness, but basically this soul is the deity. 5,000-year-old soul. This is selected by God himself. Must be a very powerful soul, which the power will be manifested at the right time. So I must also see, Baba also see us, you see, with all the, you see, past, present and future, not only the present one. So I have to see, even if I, somebody, there is some weakness, that what Baba was manifestation, Baba was head of the institution. Number of times there used to be some of the good soul, they used to go away and be under the influence of Maya, go. But Baba says, okay, alright, the soul has gone, but there must be the part, whatever the earning they have done, spiritual earning, that is going to remain, and that will at some time or other time might bring them back. We have to shower the love, affection and positivity on them so that the relationship is maintained and at the right time they will come back. So we should not have a feeling of hatredness or jealousy or some sort of negativity by seeing some typical role of some of the souls. So Baba was manifestation. Another thing is that Baba used to have this practice, what Baba says now, full stop, you see. So even there were sometimes big losses in the yajna, and sometimes which we have not expected, some of the events, they used to come. Instead of so many thoughts, negative thoughts going on, exhausting ourselves, Baba used to put a full stop. Okay, stop it. But we must try. You see, there is a small, you see, dot, which makes the whole sentence full stop. Stop. Maybe sentence, two line, three line sentence, but small dot shows stop, full stop. And what the number of dots show? The continuity of the sentence. Number of dots. So what does it indicate? That we try to put a full stop. Again, that full stop is to, that is an indication to start the new sentence. If suppose we keep the vacuum, full stop, no thought, that is not going to work. Because if some event has taken place, quite natural, some thoughts will be coming. So those thoughts, if they are in the negative direction, why and what Baba says, all these type of thoughts, for that one we have to put a full stop and a new beginning, continuity. Number of full stops means continuity. Next sentence, the antidote of that one, the positive thoughts we have to bring, so that the negative thoughts, they will automatically go away. If suppose the darkness is there, we just don't curse the darkness, but simply put a light, automatically the darkness will go, as we say. So, positive thoughts are just like the light. And once the positive thoughts are there, automatically the waste thought, the negative thoughts, they will go away. That is the method of putting the full stop. So, that continuity we have to see. That will make us, Baba says, worryless king, befikar badshah. You see, so much work will be there, everything, responsibilities, they were there on the head of Baba, but Baba used to become Befikar Badshah. Manifestation of that one that used to be reflected by Baba's face. And since Baba himself was established himself in the soul conscious stage, and that what we used to see, whenever Baba gives drishti, the others will also be away from the body consciousness. And this I felt on 18th January also, as I was telling you. You all must have visited the history hall. In the history hall there are three seats like this, sandali, as we say. And on that one, on one Baba used to sit, on another Mama used to sit, and the middle one used to be empty. Whenever the parties members, they used to come, they will come one by one, they will occupy the seat and then narrate their Pursharat and what they are taking from this place, what they are going to practice after going from Madhuban and likewise. So on 18th January, just last day, that day Baba came in the class, Baba gave the Murli. That day in the morning, though Baba came to the class, but Baba did not have any Murli. But that day Baba, usually Baba, sometime whenever he used to come, he will sit in meditation for some few minutes, record will be played, and at that time Baba will give drishti to everybody. Baba's drishti used to be very fast, few seconds on somebody, another then, likewise. Within few minutes, Baba will give drishti to each and everyone. Because at that time, the number of soul used to be maybe 25, 30, 40, like that. So Baba will give drishti like this. And so that day, morning class, Baba conducted the meditation only. Did not have any Murli. And that day, Baba went as usual, meethe meethe bachcho ko yaad pyar, good morning. Okay, sweet souls. In the evening, Baba called the class earlier. Usually the class timings are 9 o'clock in Madhuban, evening class. But that day Baba called maybe around 7 o'clock. Baba informed the brother who was responsible for the class that there used to be one bell at that time. No mic, no announcement. So that fellow informed, rang the bell and then informed that today Baba will take the class early. So everybody went to the history hall and maybe around 7:45 or so Baba has come. And that day Baba gave the Murli, you see. And in that one, you will observe if you have heard the audio cassettes, because at that time usually audio, all the Murlis were recorded in audio cassettes. So Baba, not a single time Baba's throat was little sore throat and coughing throat. So quite often sometime Baba used to have the cough and throat, and sometime it used to become quite severe. And in, you see, in lighter sense, Baba used to say, "Oh, you know who is my closest friend? Who was the closest friend of Baba? Shiv Baba." No, in the lighter sense. This cough, coughing throat. Because it used to provide, sometimes it looked like as it is providing trouble to Baba. And just, but next moment, Baba will be having this coughing throat, and it looked like as, oh, Baba is becoming restless. But next moment, Baba will say, "Oh, you see, this time I say Shiv Baba, I converse with Shiv Baba, Baba, please get me rid of my this close friend." Who is this Sakhi? Close friend? In Hindi we say Sakhi means very close friend. So this coughing throat, this khasi, this. So this is my close friend. And Baba says, "Baba, get me rid of this one." So Shiv Baba says, "No, no, 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 I can't do. Why I can't do? These are your own karma bhogas. Your own karmic accounts which you have to settle yourself. So when there is no concession to even Brahma Baba, can there be any concession to me or you or anybody? So we should try to settle whatever our karmic accounts with smile, with happiness, which we used to see with Brahma Baba, because one moment Baba will be having this coughing throat, next moment, oh, but sweet children, you see, this is problem, but we need not worry about that. Tomorrow we are going to become like this Lord Krishna, and there used to be a translite near Baba, and Baba used to, oh, tomorrow I am going to be the prince, and this new body, everything new, new environment, and so much happiness, and that happiness used to be reflected from Baba's face. And that what Baba used to, we all must always remain happy in all the situation, whatever the papers come in our life. In Sindhi there is one word, khagya marniche. You should feel, that, oh, I am so happy and khagya, Baba used to say, you see. Do you know, children, child, that how to use, how to make this khagya? I don't know what is the English version of khagya, but it is a Sindhi word, Baba used to show. In happiness, your face should reflect, oh, I am going to become, tomorrow I will become like this, like Lakshmi, Narayan, Krishna, and Baba used to. This used to be reflected from Baba's face. Next moment, Baba, we all used to feel, forget what the problem was there, the coughing throat and others. So, likewise, Baba was a manifestation of the peace, happiness, always, whatever, even the most difficult situations in yajna, in life, whatever. We all have heard that one day there was no food available when beggary part was going on. But Baba was carefree, no, it is Shiv Baba's yajna, it will come, and naturally, bas, that was only a paper, and next moment, just by 10 o'clock in the morning, the money order came, money came, and like everything was normal. So much Baba was having faith on Shiv Baba. So like khagya marni chahiye, we all must have that sort of the lesson from this win, that in all situation we must feel always happy. We must feel that yes, I am the selected soul from Baba. I am not the ordinary one. Baba is going to take work from me. And on that 18th January, I was just sitting before, there were some maybe 20 fellows or like that, and Baba was giving Murli. So just like nowadays, whenever we all hear Avyakt Bab Dada's Murli, but quite possible, quite often, thought come, oh, if I get an opportunity to go to the stage, to get the Baba's drishti, to get Baba, toli from Baba's hand, how nice it will be. We may have, at that time also, I was just listening the Murli on 18th January evening, the last Murli given by Baba through this corporeal medium of Prajapita Brahma Baba. So at that time, Baba was giving Murli, and this thought came in my mind that how nice it will be if Baba give me some guideline about my Pursharat and how I should proceed further. Just the thought came in my mind. And Baba was in his final stage, Karmatiti stage, as I told you. At that time, since there is not our personal thought, one is able to immediately catch the thought of others. So as soon as the thought came to my mind, within seconds, in his Murli, Baba revealed, Baba told, just, that, oh, this bacha, this Mohan, is there, Baba took my name and just spoke some very nice guidelines to my life further, which are still the guidelines for me. So the thought came to my mind, but immediately they were implemented by Baba. So the same thing will be repeating by us. As I told you, so many souls will come and we have to fulfill their desires, and Baba was a manifestation of that one. And in that one, not a single time, though Baba was not physically very well, in the morning and earlier also on the 17th, Baba was having this coughing throat. But on this Murli, 18th January, not a single time there was a cough, Baba. And there was no problem at all. So which reflects that when one attains final stage, all his or her karmic accounts are settled, and that karma yoga, the meditation, the yoga bal, the power of yoga completely conquers the power of the karmic accounts. All karmic accounts are settled and one is able to achieve one's final stage. So at that time, after giving the murli, just Baba got up and Baba gave drishti to everybody, and then Baba moved further outside history hall. Just one, two step, then again Baba stopped, again started giving drishti to everybody. And then again Baba then went. It is though very small hall, but 3-4 times Baba stopped, and bas Baba was just giving drishti, because Baba was knowing that this is my last corporeal meeting, last meeting through this corporeal body of Brahma Baba, and this is the last in this kalpa. And then Baba, near the door, Baba said, everybody, what? Baba takes leave from all of you. Baba is going. Baba takes leave from all of you. These were very specific words which were not uttered by Baba any time earlier. Baba is taking leave. Not a single time. But that day, Baba uttered and then went to his room. And we all might have heard about that, how Baba left the body, his hand in Dadi Prakashmani's hand, transferring all the spiritual powers, and then Baba left the body. But how these were the Pursharat of Baba to conquer his inner nature, internal bhav, but how it reflected in the outer nature, conquering the outer nature? Though Baba left the body on 18th January, early night. But, and Baba's body remained there 18th throughout night, 19th morning, 19th night, 20th morning, 20th night, and 21st afternoon, last rites performed and it was consumed to the flames. On 21st, around some maybe 60-65 hours, and I am a witness, no injection was given, no chemical lotion was put to the body, nothing. But Baba's body was just shining as it is. And usually when once the soul leaves the body, body becomes stiff, you see. But on 21st, even after 3 days, when as per Hindu customs, you see, last bath is given, and then Baba's body was very flexible. It was not stiff at all. And it was shining. No bad smell, no disintegration of the body, nothing like, which reflects that how Baba has conquered these 5 elements of nature, because our body is made up of these 5 external elements of nature. Air, water, earth, etc. So this is the conquering of the nature, external nature. And then, how we can be in harmony with the external nature by acquiring those qualities from these external elements of nature. Each and every element has got some specific qualities. For example, water. What is the special quality of water? Coolness, etc. One thing is the flexibility. Yes, water flows. It can adjust itself in any utensil. If you take in glass, it will be adjusted in glass, in bucket, in a spoon, in plate, everywhere so flexible. This conveys the message that we all should also be flexible in our attitude, in our behavior. Not like that, oh, I can adjust with this one, but not with this one. Very difficult, their sanskars. If I am adjustable, I can adjust to any person, any situation, it reflects the quality of water, and then it means I am matching my nature with the nature of water. So water will never harm me, water will never be responsible for taking my life, for giving me sorrow, never. Because I have made my nature in harmony with the nature of water. So I made the friendship, and a friend never takes the life of a friend. So whatever the tsunami is there, floods may be there, but since I have made the friendship with water, water will always be a source of happiness to me, never a source of sorrow. Similarly, if coolness, the another quality of water. So, also suppose sometimes momentary I became under the influence of some vices, the anger, say. It is also a fire. But the quality of water is that once the water is put on the fire, that it will attain heat, temperature. But if we want to bring him to its original nature, what we have to do? We have to simply keep it away from the fire, that's all. It will automatically acquire the original quality of coolness. Similarly, suppose due to my old sanskar or some situation, I come under the influence of anger, say, then I should try to be away from that situation so that I come back to my original nature. It means I am matching my nature with the water. Another thing, water is always flowing, you see. So I always have to move forward in my life, flowing. And once, if I am going, because how I know that I am always flowing? I am not stagnated. Once the water is stagnated, mosquitoes and flies and all these insects, etc., they will be generated. So if suppose some negativity, some jealousy or hatred, these insects, suppose these are generated, they come to my mind, it means somewhere my rate of progress has slowed down. Somewhere I have stagnated. So I have to see myself, go deep back in myself and see who is the person responsible, who is the situation responsible for this one. And mostly with the person responsible, I have to change myself, my thought, my view, my attitude towards the person, so that the stagnation is removed, I am continuously flowing. Water is also transparent, you see. And when the transparency is there, whatever is there, other side of the water, we can see very clearly. So my life should be a transparent one. Not that something else is inside, something else outside. Brahma Baba's life was also like that. All the great people, Mother Teresa and Gautam Buddha or Mahavir, all the great persons, transparency was one of the main factors. So I have to see whether my life is quite transparent. So I have to make myself. So these are some of the qualities. If I achieve, water will, whatever the tsunamis come in the end, whatever the floods come, but they will never be a source of unhappiness to me. What to say? They will never take my life. Nowadays so much news, TV news are coming, so much snowfall is there, sometimes tsunamis and floods are there at number of places. But if I match my nature with water, water will never be a source of unhappiness. So this is the external nature and inner nature matching. Similarly, earth. Because in the coming times, earthquake will be one of the most common phenomena which may be responsible for the transformation of the world. So what is the biggest quality of earth? Yes? Tolerance. Earth is a giver, you see. You put one seed, tree will come and thousand of seed. Earth is always giving. The water, the food, everything, the oil. Earth is a giver. So if I also make my nature of giving always, whomsoever come before me, one should not go empty-handed. Baba says, at least give them love, respect, sweet words, and these things which does not involve any finance, any money or anything, have a good feeling, good wishes, positive feelings. So, whomsoever comes before me, I should always be a giver. Like that. Similarly, tolerance, as somebody told. This is also another quality of earth. Likewise, you churn, you will find so many qualities in each and every elements of nature. Similarly, in air, what is the biggest quality of air? Yes? We all are surviving due to air only, isn't it? We inhale the oxygen, exhale the carbon dioxide. So that makes us, the quality of air is, it takes everything up and up. The heavy thing comes down, the light thing goes up and up in the air. So I should always be feeling light. Whatever the situation, some papers will be there. In relationship, there may be some strained relationship. So many situations will come. But I should not feel heavy. I should always be light as the air takes us. This quality of air, I must inhale, you see. And once this quality is there, so many papers may be coming in my life, but they will never make me, heavy. And because one pulls down towards the earth because of heaviness, gravitational force. But if one is light, then if one overcomes the gravitational force, just like the rockets, just like the, whatever the satellites, etc., they are sent in the, different orbits. Because the force to send that one, that overcomes the gravitational force, so that one is going high and high in the atmosphere. So I also have this much practice. I am able to compensate the gravitational means, the body consciousness pulling, so I will go high and high above. Similarly, in the fire, the sun, what is the biggest quality of fire which is manifested by sun in the environment? Yes. It transforms everything. If you put anything in the fire, its shape, form will be changed, transformed. So, that Baba says, you should have what type of yoga? Volcanic yoga. Jwalamukhi yoga. Volcanic. So, how this volcanic yoga can be there? Volcano-like. In Jwalamukhi, this word has come, because in India there is a place, one place, where one deity is there, and from whose mouth continuously the flame comes. Always fire. Since last some 100, 200 years, 300, that is coming. Flame. I belong to one organization where I was working as a scientist and ONGC, Oil and Natural Gas Corporation. So I know this history. And when the survey was done, it was observed that the gas, natural gas, is there, and somebody, wise fellow at that time, that gas was coming, some seepage of the gas, so somebody might have made the, you see, this form of deity in the temple, and so once the gas is coming out, it is lit, so it is lit. See, the fire is there. So, our those fellows, they have shown, they put some wall on that passage and closed the wall, it extinguished, and then again opened it, again the gas started coming, and once you light it, it will continue to light. So, Jwalamukhi Yoga means Mukh se Jwala, Mukh mouth, volcanic yoga means we should be a manifestation of continuous yoga. Because continuous fire will be there only when continuity of the supply is maintained. Okay? So this one, that what Baba says earlier, simply doing morning yoga is not enough. Simply having this one. So Baba tried to establish this one, traffic control. That was 5 times. Then again, every hour, maybe even 1 minute, 2 minute, every hour yoga. So that the continuity is maintained. If suppose gas is there, if supply is stopped, even for a second, few seconds, the fire will go away. So continuity is very vital in Jwalamukhi Yoga. And this continuity, for that one, Baba wants us to practice this yoga every hour at least. Even you see, when one is seriously ill, one is taken to the hospital and one is put on the drip, you see. So in drip, the continuity, drop by drop, continuity in the blood, the glucose or whatever the medicine they are given. That continuity is very vital for our spiritual energy, growth. So for that one, that will take us to the Jwalamukhi Yoga. So this is the fire. In the fire, the form is transformed. Because in the end, there will be situation when hundreds of people will be coming before us. Baba has said, people come weeping, they must go laughing back. So much peacelessness, people come, they must go back as full of peace and tranquility. So their form is changed. Person is same, but their form is changed. Weeping, coming, going, laughing, very happy. Peacelessness, full of sorrow, he must go back with full of happiness. That is achieved only when I am in the Jwalamukhi Yoga form, volcanic yoga, you see. So that their form will be transformed. So that, matching my nature with the sun, with the fire. And if my nature, this nature is matched with the fire, I am able to transform the persons who come with full of restlessness, as peacelessness, etc., going back with all the positive ones. And it means I have merged my nature with the fire, and so the sun, extreme heat, maybe the temperature so high, 40 degree, 45, 50 degree centigrade or so, it is not going to harm me. Because I have merged my nature with this external element of nature. And similarly, the final fifth one is ether, sky, you see, from topmost. How scientists, they utilize this space, how they are utilizing it. Because in the end, there may be bombs coming, rockets, missiles, all destructive weapons, when the war is there. At that time, these all will come from the sky, you see. But if I have merged my nature with the sky, the ether, so much vast, you see, openness. So I must be broad-mindedness, you see, open-heartedness. If it is there, it means I am matching my nature with the ether, with five elements, the external, this, you see, vast sky. So that, if that is there, this sky, this is utilized by establishing the satellites. Scientists, they send satellites, and through these satellites, we are able to communicate through our, you see, we are able to see. One event is taking place in one corner of the world, we are able to see other corner through TV, we are able to hear through radio, we are able to talk persons through our mobiles, phone, etc. Why? Because the satellite, this openness, in that one, they are there. Communication is maintained. So we must have communication with each and every soul in the world. How it can be? It is not possible to go at every place. And that is why Baba has said that we must be always in the Amrit Vela and in the evening time, always giver. You see, take from Baba, distribute it to the all needy souls in the world. Communicate with them. And that we can start from our own family. You see, wherever there is some strained relationship or something, first thing is that communication is hampered. Communication is broken. With whom our nature is not matching, we may not like to see the person. Even one is coming from front, we will take another way so that we have not to talk with that fellow. So I must see that not a single communication breakdown is there from any soul. And if I am able to communicate, we will be able to communicate with each and every soul. So this is by five elements of nature, we can make friendship with them, we can make harmony between the external five elements of nature and my inner nature, and that inner harmony, that is going to bring me at par with those five elements, because this is the body which is my nearest, companion. Right from golden age, though different bodies will be there in different name, different forms, but nonetheless, the body is made up of those five elements. So I must purify as Brahma Baba purified all these five elements by matching our nature and giving positive vibrations to these one. It means I am able to match my nature with those, and then I can achieve, like Brahma Baba, the ultimate karmatita stage, angelic form, and that is the conquering of nature, achieving the victory over my inner nature and outer element. Thank you very much. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Any question? Otherwise we sit in meditation for 2 minutes and then go.